Wind farms are going up in communities around Western Alaska. They bring with them the hope of cheaper electricity, but also the fear they might end up unused, like wind projects of years past. From KNOM in Nome, Jesse Zink reports.
In the Norton Sound region, new wind turbines are either under construction or in operation in Gamble, Savunga, Shaktulik, and Nome. That's in addition to numerous projects throughout the YK Delta. The latest community to be added to the list is Unalakleet, which broke ground on its 600-kilowatt farm in June. Unalakleet Valley Electric Cooperative General Manager Ike Tawarik says the turbine should offset about a quarter of the community's need for expensive diesel-generated electricity, and possibly more if a plant intertie with the heating system works as planned.
There might be some times when the turbines create more power than the town needs, and we might be able to heat our waste heat system that we have here that heats the school district.
Much of the money for the projects in Western Alaska comes from the state's new Renewable Energy Fund, established last year by the legislature. James Jensen is the Wind Energy Program Manager for the Alaska Energy Authority and has had a hand in many of the projects in the region. He says the surge in the number of projects should bring benefits of scale.
We've been excited about building a concentration of projects where hopefully operation and maintenance costs and even construction costs may drop with just the density of projects in the region. If you have to bring in specialists for any reason, you may be able to utilize them in multiple communities on multiple turbines rather than just have to fly in somebody from the East Coast for one turbine for one trip. It's hard to justify that cost.
Virtually all the wind projects in Western Alaska are using the same 100-kilowatt turbine manufactured by Northern Power Systems in Vermont. Clinton White from project developer STG has been involved in many of the wind projects in the region. He says the turbine was initially designed for use in Antarctica and is well suited to Alaskan conditions.
These particular machines don't have a gearbox, being a direct drive machine. So one of the advantages to them is a reduced operation and maintenance cost. They have tubular towers instead of lattice towers. The tubular design combined with the blade treatments that we use in these units do help reduce ice in certain applications. So they're very reliable. They're rugged machines.
Unalakleet put up a few turbines in 1980 that have long since fallen into disuse. And it's not the only community in the region that has dead turbines decorating the tundra. Jensen says more attention is being paid this time around to ensuring the projects outlive their initial startup period.
Many of the projects in the past had some old Jacobs wind turbines in it that were installed, and they were installed and then there was no plan to maintain them. Obviously, rural Alaska, with sometimes limited resources and experience with wind, wasn't able to maintain them without additional funding, and so those projects just collapsed.
Unalakleet's Tawarik says the new turbines are better designed to match the community's needs.
The old windmills were DC direct current producers, and it didn't match up with our AC system here in Unalakleet, so it was too hard getting the power converted to AC with that old technology. This new technology has been proven with use in Antarctica, and it's an AC system, AC generating wind turbine, so it'll match up with our power easily.
Tawarik says they hope to have the windmills in Unalakleet fully operational by the end of the year. Reporting from Nome, I'm Jesse Zink.